from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. A mild southwest flow ahead of a subtle upper-level trough, located over the Great Lakes, combined with increasing clouds overnight to keep our temperatures this morning much warmer compared to yesterday. In fact, many areas saw their nighttime lows last evening, after which temperatures rose under increasing cloud cover. This cloud cover thickened more rapidly than predicted yesterday, resulting in overnight temperatures much above forecasted lows. During nights when winds are calm and skies are clear, heat energy is easily radiated through the clear, dry atmosphere and into outer space, allowing temperatures to fall quite rapidly. However, in cases like last night, with thickening low to mid cloud cover, most of the heat energy that radiates from the Earth's surface is absorbed by the clouds and then re-radiated back to the Earth's surface. This not only kept our temperatures from falling overnight, but combined with warming in the low to mid levels of the atmosphere to cause our temperatures to rise. A mild but cloudy afternoon is expected today, with highs in the mid-30s to low 40s. Scattered rain showers develop over the St. Lawrence Valley early this afternoon and slowly drift southeast, affecting areas mainly north of Route 2 into the evening hours, although a few isolated showers will be possible far south. There will also be an increasing southerly breeze at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 30 miles per hour over the higher hills and into Champlain Valley. These localized gusty conditions are due in part to strengthening low-level winds ahead of the upper-level trough to our west. However, a relatively cool layer of air will remain in many of our valley locations, which should prevent the stronger winds aloft from mixing to ground level. The Champlain Valley will be an exception due to local terrain effects. Over the more exposed hills and mountains, any of that cooler air will be whisked away more easily, allowing them to experience the gusty southerly breeze. Otherwise, that aforementioned upper-level trough shifts eastward out of the Great Lakes today, moving across northern portions of the region tonight, accompanied by a weak cold front. Ahead of this front, some rain showers will be possible today, mainly late in the day across far northern areas, and a few snowflakes can mix in across the Adirondacks and northeast. As has been the case with our weather systems lately, the disturbance will be relatively lacking in moisture, and so its precipitation, falling mainly as rain showers, should be light. Across northeastern areas, these rain showers will likely fall as a wintry mix, and any rain showers falling on the cold ground could cause a few isolated slick spots on back roads or untreated surfaces. A moisture-rich system will lift northeastward from the lower Mississippi Valley toward the mid-Atlantic coast tonight and tomorrow. There is a chance that some related showers could reach far southern areas tonight, but they too would be light since they would be along the outermost edge of the storm. Otherwise, high pressure shifting across the eastern Great Lakes into southern Quebec will help suppress that system to our south. Plenty of clouds are expected tomorrow, with the greatest chance for any breaks of sunshine generally found across the north, closer to high pressure. The storm to our south could cause some rain or snow showers to creep into southern areas Sunday afternoon. The forecast summary: today, mostly cloudy, slight chance of a late-day rain shower, except rising chance in the St. Lawrence Valley, highs from the mid-30s to low 40s, winds from the south at 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 30 miles per hour in the hills and in the Champlain Valley. Tonight, cloudy with scattered rain showers, mainly far north and far south, possibly becoming a brief wintry mix northeast, lows mainly in the low to mid-30s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, slight chance of a rain shower far south, highs in the low to mid-40s south, mid-30s to around 40 north. Saturday night, decreasing clouds, lows in the mid-teens to mid-20s from north to south. And for Sunday, increasing clouds north, cloudy south with a chance of afternoon rain or wintry mix from Route 4 southward, highs in the 30s. I'm meteorologist Phil Gertz, and with an eye on the sky.